Volunteers in Bethel raised nearly $2,000 selling Christmas cookies. Proceeds are going to a swimming pool fund, something their group, the YK Lifesavers, has been after for 18 years. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Mark Earhart has the story.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The cookie extravaganza started with a countdown as a few dozen people lined up by the door. Hours before, volunteers had begun stacking cookies of all shapes and sizes on platters resembling everything from Christmas trees to snowflakes.
25 to 30 bakers that donate lots of pounds of their favorite Christmas cookies, and it's become such a fun event over the years, and it's a great fundraiser for the swimming pool.
Bev Hoffman, the coordinator of the Christmas cookie extravaganza, said that she and the other volunteers had been baking cookies for 18 years with one goal in mind, a place for area children and adults to learn to swim.
This community and the nearby communities around us will absolutely gain from having a place that families can go and that children can learn how to swim. And this is just one mechanism to support the effort of making that a reality.
Hoffman said that the YK Lifesavers, the group that hosts the event, was started because of growing concern in the community.
It was mostly a group of mothers and other concerned people over the deaths by drowning in this area.
For years, the community of Bethel has lobbied for a pool. A portion of city taxes has even been set aside to help fund the construction of one, known as the Bethel Aquatic Training Health Center, or BATH for short. It has often been one of the top priorities for the Bethel City Council when asking for state funds.
I think this year our representatives are going to really pursue funding for it.
But it all started with baked goods, more often than not shaped like ornaments and reindeer. Hoffman and the rest of the Lifesavers have raised over $155,000 over the years selling cookies by the pound. Many walked out of this year's event with over 3 pounds in tow. Jesse Klaka, a local high school student volunteering for the National Honor Society, said that the event was not taken lightly in the community.
I know my mom really takes it seriously because she gave me $40 for all the cookies. She said, make sure you buy them before anyone gets here.
In just 14 minutes, most of the cookies were snatched up and well on their way out the door. Hoffman and other Lifesavers, though, stayed to clean up and dream about the day their goal is finally realized. For KYUK, I'm Mark Earhart.